proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. In regard to our series about the names and titles of God, we look at another compound name using the covenant word Yahweh. Yahweh Tzidkenu, which means the Lord, our righteousness. The Hebrew word Tzidkenu came from the verb tzadak, which indicated the act of making something straight or balanced. In the 33rd chapter of the book of Job, Elihu used the word in that sense when he told Job that, quote, "I desire to justify," unquote. "I desire to justify thee," unquote. The word justify being translated as tzedak. Since Elihu waited until Job and his three companions had finished speaking, he wanted to uphold Job's arguments rather than condemn Job. The expression Yahweh Tzidkenu occurred only twice in the Old Testament, both times in the writings of the book of Jeremiah. That prophet first spoke about God raising up a branch who would serve in the latter days as Israel's king. The prophet continued with these words, quote, "In his days, Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is the name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness, or Yahweh Tzidkenu." This name of God seems to emphasize his attribute of uprightness. Abraham had recognized this trait of God when he asked him in Genesis, quote, "Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" unquote. He expected that a God of justice would behave in a just and upright manner. Elihu echoed a similar sentiment in the 36th chapter of the book of Job, in which he stated that he would ascribe righteousness unto God. The author of Psalm 119 further noted that God's righteousness is everlasting, that all of his commandments were righteous. Why is the righteousness of God important? It gives God the moral standing to demand that men live upright lives. The righteousness of God also assures the world that God will not tolerate or promote injustice, and that God is different from earthly potentates who can be corrupted, who can be swayed to do wrong. In the 33rd chapter of the book of Jeremiah, the name Yahweh Tzidkenu recurred in connection with the peace that God would give Israel during the latter days. Quote, "In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this is the name whereby she will be called," quote, "the Lord our righteousness, Yahweh Tzidkenu," unquote. Jeremiah was saying that in the latter days, God's nation, God's people, God's city would be called the Lord our righteousness, Yahweh Tzidkenu, taking on the very name and attribute of God himself, because all of these were creations of God. The effect of that righteousness will result in the domestic tranquility of God's subjects. We read in the Psalms that God will rule the world with a rod of iron. That is to say, he'll put down those who seek to oppress others. Mankind will experience a peace on earth, unlike any the human race has known, but only when God assumes the throne. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.